Hi, this is Dave Cook, and happy trails from 100 Pedals on the Road. The visual images that you're looking at on this blog site are very, very important to me. They may not even capture the emotion and the beauty and the significance, but I wanted you to see what peace looks like to me. Now the rest of the story. About 12 years ago, I took what now is apparently the very first 100 pedal sabbatical. In 2002, I went away for a month. I took time off from work, and I went on a personal mission to really do a study program on making myself a better man, focusing on being a better father, a better husband, and more content in my life. And part of the journey was to take 4 weeks off, and I went to a remote location, and with the guidance and support of an advisor, I really did a lot of personal introspection and work. And as we were planning for the trip and laying out the roadmap for the trip, my advisor reminded me of an experience that she knew I would have. And she said to me that there's going to be a moment on your trip as you return home where you're going to realize that you are completely at peace. And I didn't know what she meant at the time, but she says it's important that when you have that moment where you realize you're at peace, and you'll know that you're there. She says, I'm not going to tell you what to look for, but you'll know it. Capture that motion, that moment visually, capture it emotionally, really connect with the experience of being at peace in that moment, what you see, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing. And sure enough, as she predicted, I was on my way home, and as I'm driving through this beautiful area, and it was much more greener at the time, but it doesn't matter, I had this, all of a sudden, this moment, it's like, wow, I am truly at peace. And what peace meant to me at the time was I could feel my entire body was relaxed. My entire body was relaxed. My mind was incredibly quiet and open. And as I exhaled, the exhale even dropped out the last bit of negative, toxic, blocking kind of energy that was in me. And I was pure. And I remembered the moment so clearly because it was just like, yeah, I am at peace. As I started to embrace and celebrate the transformation that came through the 100 Pedals bike rides and the transformation that came through my life, I started to reattach myself to that moment of peace. Because it was a significant watershed moment in my life. Because for the first time in my life, I knew what peace felt and looked like. I knew what the experience of the moment was. So today what I do is when the adversities of life show up, and they do show up, they're chaotic, they're disruptive, they can be big, they can be small, whatever. When I get to a point where something comes into my life that truly interrupts me and blocks me and prevents me from being at peace, or at least making rational, peaceful decisions, I am able to detach, shut off the world for a moment, take myself back to that place, back to this moment, and reset myself and make my choices, make my decisions, guide my behaviors, and define my actions from this place of peace. Because from this place of peace, when I make these decisions, I'm more detached, I'm more clear, I'm much more focused on how I really want to live my life and how I want to define the actions of my life. And so instead of reacting to the adversity of the day, from this place allows me to respond from the activities or the adversity of the day and make a much better choice. So as I was driving from Nashville to Washington, D.C. today, I got real excited as I realized that I was going to come back through this place and revisit it for the first time in 12 years, actually physically revisit it. I can tell you that I've revisited often over the last 12 years, more so in the last 3 or 4, because this is just such an important place in my life where it's where I really realize what peace looks like. And I would love to have the opportunity to walk you through the exercise, because every one of us has had that experience. Every one of us has celebrated that moment, maybe unconsciously. But I can tell you that once you become aware of what peace looks like to you, what it feels like, what it's like to be in that moment, if you can take yourself back to that place, you will find that the choices and the decisions and the actions that you make are just so much easier. And the chaos of the day is so much more, you're more able to manage. And so, you know, please reach out to me. It's just an incredibly empowering, inspiring exercise. And it's a game changer. It's been a game changer in my life 12 years ago, several times before that, but extremely often in the last few years. And I'm just so glad that I had a chance to revisit this place. But I'm even more excited about the fact that I had the opportunity to share what this looks like and means to me as we share our journeys together. I hope you find some inspiration in this. Contact me if you want to go through your own peace-seeking exercise, and have a wonderful day.